Christ, peace to you, friends. Today we celebrate the great solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful feast. It's one we need to reflect on deeply because it says so much about our lives and it means so much, but it also is a bit misunderstood, at least maybe misconceived. Oftentimes when we hear the event of the Ascension as it's recounted in Scripture, we might think of Jesus leaving us. He ascends to heaven. He leaves his apostles and by extension us as he goes back to where he came from. So he's no longer here. He's in heaven and not on earth. And of course, that is exactly the wrong way to think of the Ascension. And I'll explain that in a bit. But what you see in the opening prayer and then in the second reading from today is this beautiful truth of the connection between the head and the body. Christ is the head and we are the body. And where the head goes, the body follows. So a word to all you wrestlers or fans of wrestling out there. I'm not talking about WWE. I'm talking about real wrestling, Olympic sport wrestling, where the head goes, the body follows, right? If someone's in a headlock, right? Or if you can control their head, the body follows, unless something really, really awful happens and the head is separated from the body and nobody needs to think about that right now. Where the head goes, the body follows. And so we hear in the opening prayer from the Mass today, gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. That where Jesus has gone, as he ascends in glory, as he returns to his Father, that we are called to follow in hope. And hope is an important virtue. I preached about it last week. It's sure and certain because it's rooted in the God who by his very nature cannot lie. And Jesus promises to bring us with him, that where the head goes, the body follows. Now, another reason that the Ascension is misunderstood is because try as we might to think differently, we always end up thinking of heaven as a place, that heaven is up there, somewhere, right? And it's correlative, hell is down there somewhere. But that's not the best way to think about those realities. Heaven is a state of being. It's a state of being fully open to God and the life that God offers. It's a state of being. And so when Jesus ascends to his Father, he returns fully to that state of being in full communion with the Father that he has enjoyed from all eternity. The Father begets the Son from all eternity. The Son receives everything from the Father and gives everything back to the Father for all eternity. The ascension of Jesus Christ is a return into that reality. It's the state of being. Except with this, here's where the beauty is. When Jesus Christ ascends, when he leaves, as we hear in the first reading, when he ascends from heaven or to heaven, and the apostles are there watching, Jesus Christ ascends as one person, but with two natures. He's one person, two natures. One that is fully divine, and one that is fully human. So the ascension of our Lord means that the human nature of Jesus enters in to divine communion, fullness of life, the same relationship that the Son enjoyed with the Father from all eternity before the incarnation, now he enjoys as one who has taken on a human nature. He doesn't leave his human nature behind. And the reason that's so significant for us is because that means that our human nature now has a place in the divine communion. That's why we can say, where the head goes, the body shall follow. Where the head has gone, the body follows. Jesus, who is one of us, he's with us, has created a path for our own humanity to be welcomed in to the divine life. When he comes down, in between quotation marks, right, from heaven, when he comes down from heaven to take on a human nature, he gathers us to himself, and at his ascension, he brings our human nature with him back to the Father. And that is why we can follow, and not just follow, but we follow him in hope, in that certainty that where Jesus is, we also shall be. And we also are already in some sense. That's why at the end of the gospel passage that we hear today, Jesus says, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." He's with us. See, he didn't leave us. He never leaves us. He's with us. He's actually with us in a more profound, more intimate way than when he walked on this earth 2,000 years ago. Because now he's drawn us into himself. Through the sacraments, through grace, we are configured to Christ our head. Through baptism, through the gift of the Eucharist, through the sealing of the Holy Spirit and confirmation, we are configured to Christ our head. And where the head goes, the body follows. So friends, that's why we cannot be people of despair. This feast is a great feast of hope. For us, it's a great feast of confidence, because where Jesus has gone, he will bring us. At the same time, I'm reminded of a great phrase from St. Teresa of Avila. She said, "All the way to heaven can be heaven. All the way to heaven can be heaven." It's Jesus who has begun and opened the path to heaven in his incarnation. It's Jesus who awaits us the final end, as he welcomes us to our true home in heaven, and it's Jesus who accompanies us along the way. He is the way and the truth and the life. And that's why all the way to heaven can be heaven, because the heaven that awaits us, as Pope Benedict says, is Jesus himself. He says directly, quote, "Jesus himself is what we call heaven." Friends, all the way to heaven can be heaven, even in the midst of these challenging times. Trust in the Lord. Where the head has gone, we follow in great hope, confidence, and joy. God bless.